Well, hello everybody. This is Bear Grylls. This is our week three. We're sitting out here in the wild. I'm here with my companion, Elder Stewart.
Out in Bosqueth. Don't have any water. Don't have any light. I'm freezing our cans off.
Yeah, man. We just slept in the cold air. We just are trying to use a couple of sleeping bags to stay warm.
We only got a freaking stove to keep us warm. My toes are freezing off. I have frostbite.
I have frostbite. Oh, bitch. ¿Qué dicen ustedes? No, estoy haciendo una grabación para mi familia. Well, we're trying our best to get out of here, but it's a little tough.
The only thing we have is homework, so every day. Los miembros are very, very nice here.
The members are nice. Oh, man. So, yeah, so as Elder Stewart said, we don't have any water or light. But we have candles, and we have a stove that's keeping us warm.
We got our warm hearts to keep everything cheerful and happy.
Yeah, and we have a little faucet outside to get water from. So it's been pretty exciting. No, okay, so this week was sweet. We've done a lot of crap. Me and Elder Knuth were actually comps. That wasn't Elder Stewart. Me and Elder Stewart are not comps. But whatever, we're in the same pension. It's fun. But no, so we've been just kind of working hard, trying to get stuff done, and yeah, so the goal of our President Nunez, is he wants us to get a baptism every Saturday. That's like his goal for the mission, and like our area has been in the past like set up to get a baptism every transfer or every week. And what happened was this week, we were like, we just had a ton of faith. We're like, we're going out. We're getting a baptism every week this transfer. So we go and we're like looking for somebody. Apparently, this kid came to church on Sunday that was like a stud. So we're like, okay, let's go over and pass by him and see how he's doing. And so we go past, and he just knows everything. Like he's just super ready. And we're like, okay, he can get baptized on Saturday. So we're like, hey, we're gonna get him baptized on Saturday. And he's like, okay, well, let's get our interview and everything. So we get our interview done. We get everything ready. Like he's 100% ready to get baptized. In fact, we switched the date to Friday because they wanted their family to be there. So we go, we set everything up Friday. We get the interview done. And the freaking hot water wasn't working in the church. And so we just were like, oh, we'll just do it in cold water. So we just fill up the cold water and get everything ready, which is stupid because I actually have had a couple baptisms in cold water. But we go and we fill everything up, and then we go to go look for an investigator, like right before the baptism. And like when we come back, the branch president's like, hey, we've suspended the baptism for today. We'll do it next week. And we're like, what? It's like, yeah, this, it's super cold water, it's freezing outside, it's raining, and this kid's only 9, like we don't want him to get sick and like all this stuff. And we're like, oh no. So then we ended up not being able to do the baptism. Like it's done because like we kind of wanted to like argue a little bit with the leaders, but then we were like, well, we can't tell like the missionaries to like listen to the leaders and then not listen ourselves and stuff. And it was kind of crappy. It was kind of like a good like learning experience though, because I don't know, it was good. But either way, he's gonna get baptized next Saturday. So he's a stud though. His name's Ian, and yeah. So basically, that's what's going on now. So this week we found like a ton of investigators. Me and other community are just trying to go find all the people that used to be taught by the missionaries, and we were just like working like crazy this week. And
We go past like this family.
There's a family. That was super cool. They've got like, there's this, the mom is a member, but then her daughter and her son-in-law aren't members, and neither is her grandson. So we go over to their house, we're talking, and we share like lesson one or whatever, and it was super cool. We leave them the Book of Mormon, we're like, hey, read like this chapter about faith, like Alma 32, when it's talking about faith, is like a little seed, you know? And so we leave them that chapter to read, and then it's just like a good spiritual lesson. He's like, I don't really believe in God just because like I can't see him, and like I don't really have any like evidence that he exists. But he's like, I'm super like, kind of scared to die because like I don't really know what's gonna happen after life. We're like, okay, well here, read this part and like just keep listening, and like we're gonna try to help you out. And he's like, okay. And then we come back the next time, and we teach him about. We just kind of like did like a summary of like what we taught the last time, because we didn't really have too much time, and we were talking, and he's like, "Yes, I read the chapter, and I really liked it. Like, it really helped me out a lot." He's like, "Hey, can I steal the water?
Do you want?" That's why we did it.
You what?
Come on.
Should I put it in the thermos?
You want it in the thermos?
I don't know. We could just heat up a bunch.
You're in the middle of your crap.
Never mind. You're good. I'm sorry. So yeah, what was I saying? Oh yeah, so we go and we're teaching him, and he's like, and so we go and we like set him a baptismal date for the 22nd. Yeah, I need to get out this Sherpa though, but whatever. So yeah, so we're like, hey, so like if you feel ready to get baptized, you get baptized the 22nd. And he's like, yeah. He's like, I've always said, like, you know, I've never been baptized before, but he's like, me and my wife, we got married like 3 months ago, which is like something that never happens here. Like, the people don't get married, but these people were married, and they're like, yeah, I got married like 5 months ago. And I always said, like, I just got married like legally, like I didn't get married by like the church, because like apparently here, maybe it's the same in the States, but like here you can get married like by the church or by the civil. Or like both. I don't know. I don't really understand that, but whatever. He's like, I always said, like, whichever church I get baptized in, like, that's where I'm gonna get married, by the church. And like, I don't know, it was crazy because I, like, we were talking, and then like I said something to him. I was like, wow, you know what? That's something interesting that you said, because like, usually in other churches, like when you get baptized and you get married by the church, they're going to say, like, until death may you part or whatever. And we're like, but in our church, our marriage is it's something called, the Rosamonte. Hey, thanks, man. You're the best. Oh, Stuart, I love you. You know that? And so we were, like, talking. We're like, we have something called sealings in our church. And this is where a family can be sealed for time and all eternity. And I was like, and so I know if you guys get baptized in this church, you guys are going to be able to get sealed as a family and be together forever. And like, I like almost started crying. Like, I just got like super emotional when I was like saying this. And it was like super cool. I don't know why. I was like, wow, like the Lord like put us here for like a reason. I don't know. It was just like a super cool experience. And it was really cool because, I just, like, kind of, it's like one of those other, like, testimony builder things of, like, wow, like, we're doing what the Lord wants us to be doing. You know, sweet. You know, there's two.
Oh,
thanks, man. Ah, that was really freaking hot. Ow, my tongue. Okay. Okay, that was a bad idea.
I'm sure receiving.
Okay. Sorry, I just burned my tongue.
No.
On a really hot mate. So then we found like a bunch of other people this week. Just to keep it short, you know. Knuth, we're just working really hard. He's a tall stud. He's from Las Vegas. And he has like 20 months in the mission. He has like 2 transfers more than me. And and he's a stud. We're just working hard and it's been pretty fun. Like our whole zone is super awesome. We got this
zone in the mission.
It's the best zone in the mission. It's true. Like it's such a good zone. Cuz the people are cool and like receptive. Like it's crazy. So like we have a goal to find we're going to put a goal that we want to find 20 investigators every companionship a week, which like that's quite a bit of investigators. I mean, 20 investigators a companionship a week. It's pretty sweet. And so we're trying to get that and then also get a baptism every week. And it's pretty sweet because like this last week we got 118 investigators in our zone, which we have like 30 missionaries, so that's pretty sweet. Like 15 companionships, so that's like what? 15. It's like a little bit more than, no, a little bit less than 10 investigators every companionship, which is sick. So we're excited, man. The work is progressing, right?
That's so true.
Yeah.
Did you tell them it was in the morning here? That's why we're all sounding so weird.
Oh yeah, it's the morning. Yeah. There you go.
Sound like zombies.
Ah, fetch, dude. I need to like put some freaking cold water in my mate. I totally burned my tongue. Thanks, man. You're the best. Come on. But yeah. And then today, we're probably gonna go to like some mall, right?
The mall.
The mall, dude. We're going to the mall. It's gonna be sick. I'm super excited. We can fill that bucket up with hot water, and then we can bathe ourselves with it.
I love bathing in a bucket.
Me too, man.
It's like the best.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. ¿Qué dice el Lima? Ahí estamos, tecitos.
Oh, no.
Están re buenos.
No.
Oh, matecito. Mejor.
¿Le gusta usted? No.
Yes.
¿Qué?
¿En serio todo?
Bitch.
¿All of it?
All of it. Oh my gosh.
Gosh dang it, man.
¿Qué
pasa abajo? Hey, maybe like downstairs there's a Kanisha. Because like what probably happens is like this one is running off the tank. Maybe one from downstairs is pulling out from the ground. Not from the ground, but like. Leave it up. Well, never mind.
Family of the Baron, I'm tired of this pinching. I've only been here for 5 days.
Oh well. But yeah, it's been pretty fun. So I'm gonna see if I can find a scripture. I'm probably not even gonna be able to read it. Actually, I don't know if today I'm gonna be able to find a scripture. I'm gonna look for one for you guys. But I'm gonna find one in Doctrine and Covenants, because Doctrine and Covenants is sick.
Oh, thanks.
Todas las vidas están
Qui mondo sei? Ah, so no exist here.
Oh, you brought it here? Okay, that sucks. Okay,
38.
Está calentito. Dark Incoming's 38, man. Sick section.
Amigo, la
mucho fría, sí, pues la tensión está bien, está calentita. ¿Quieres ir? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stay a little taller. Can't find a stupid scripture because of...
Hey, le llamaron a ver sierra.
Vamos, digo, enseñaos los unos a los otros que fue la conquista de cual os se llamaron.
¿Va a venir mañana?
I'm trying to find a stupid scripture, but I can't find Well, I can't find a stupid scripture because there's no freaking line in here. Oh, here you go. I got my light going. Okay, here. There we go. This is what I was looking for. Dark Incoming is 33, 8, 9, and 10. It says, Abrí vuestra boca y será llena, y seréis como Nefi del antaño, que salió de Jerusalén al desierto. Sí, abrí vuestra boca sin cesar, y vuestras espaldas serán cargadas de gavillas, porque aquí estoy con vosotros. Sí, abrí vuestra boca y será llena. Y decir arrepentíos y preparad la vía del Señor, y endurezcad sus sendas, porque el reino de los cielos está cerca. And so that's a super awesome scripture because, like it says, like if we open our mouths, it will be filled, like Nephi. And it says, if we do that, we will be able to bring many souls unto Christ, like it says here, gavillas, or like, it's like a bale, or like a, I don't know how you say it, but it's like when you're taking like wheat, and you get like a bundle of wheat, and you put it on your back, because you'll have so much exito. I don't know what the word is, but I'm sorry. I'm forgetting English. And so, it's awesome because, like, really, if in every moment we're trying to open our mouths and share the gospel with the people, we'll be able to help them in their way back to the Lord. And I've seen this so many times in my mission, like, the times that I share the gospel. Times that I just open my mouth and I just share my testimony. Like, I've seen legit blessings from the Lord. And I know you guys will see the exact same things if you guys do this too. But yeah, so my invitation for you guys is to share the gospel with somebody, whether it be a non-member, whether it be a less active member, or maybe somebody that's just passing through a hard time. Just share your testimony this week for somebody, and I promise you that the Lord will fill your mouth with the things that you need to say. But guys, I love you so much. I've had a great week, and well, we're going to keep working hard here and keep doing the work of the Lord. So I love you guys tons. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you more next week. Love you.